Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Must remember that. Put that there. I said, who's there?
I am.
What? A voice coming from the rafters. Who is that? I can't see you in the shadows.
Then maybe I should shed a little more light.
You.
That's right. It's me. Hello, Professor Epicopolis. Or should I say... Dr. Epic.
Isn't this a surprise?
I came to talk to you.
Really? I thought perhaps you were here to sign up for one of my science courses. Please, where are my manners? Have a seat.
I'll stand.
I've been on my feet all day. Would you mind if I sat down?
Go on.
Thank you. So let me guess. That pompous windbag Barrington sent you here?
No.
Does he even know you're here?
No.
I see. I notice you're wearing the costume of Blue Sky.
Yes. How did you...
No. I know them all, Ms. Callahan.
You know my name.
Your real name? Of course! I didn't at first. You were simply the girl who took what was mine. Among a few other, shall we say, more colorful monikers. You must have tapped into the power of Blue Sky to fly here.
That's right.
A rather lazy choice.
Excuse me?
With his ability to fly, Blue Sky is the most obvious option. Yet there are so many other superheroes you could have summoned who would have provided you even faster travel. But then, that would have required too much thinking, too much creativity on your part. And from what I've gleaned from our brief interactions, you are a very average girl who prefers to take the easy way out.
I've never taken the easy way out.
Had it been me, I would have summoned the power of Warstar, or maybe even Frenetic, who travels at Mach 3.3, which is 2,532 miles per hour. But unfortunately, I was robbed of the opportunity to ever know what it feels like to be the most powerful being in the universe.
Doctor, I need to talk to you.
How long have you known?
That Professor Epicopolis is actually Dr. Epic?
No, Miss Callahan. That is not what I am referring to. A low IQ and a preference for the easy way out would of course lead you to arrive at a simpleton conclusion like that. But I need you to do better. Someone who holds the kind of power you do needs to do better. Be better! How long have you known?
I'm not sure I understand.
How long have you known that it was me in your room when you were a baby?
Yes, who is it?
It's Mr. Sinclair, Mrs. Biddlesback.
Oh, I'm just finishing unpacking. One moment. Hello?
I come bearing gifts. May I?
Please, come in.
Here we are, an accoutrement basket filled with imported cheeses, truffles, tart cherry compost, and orange blossomed honey. I hope it's to your liking.
They are, indeed.
You'll also find several bottles of room temperature water and fresh lemons for squeezing.
Well, you've done your homework, Mr. Sinclair.
Someone has to see to the details around here.
That's where the devil resides.
So they say. Anyway, Mr. Barrington mentioned you're here on an investigation.
Yes, that's right.
Well, as assistant headmaster of Power University, I just want you to know I'm available for anything you might need. On or off the record.
Do you think Mr. Barrington will be as cooperative?
I'm sure he'll be as cooperative as any man in his position.
From my experience, those are the men with plenty of secrets to hide.
Well, as they say, experience is the mother of wisdom.
The wise understand by themselves. Fools follow the reports of others.
I get the feeling we're going to get to know each other very well, Mrs. Biddlesback.
I feel we already do.
Good night, Mrs. Biddlesback. I hope you sleep well.
Sleep? I'll sleep when I'm dead. I should like to take you up on your offer to assist, Mr. Sinclair.
What do you mean, Chancellor?
Would you take me on a little tour of the Power University laboratories, where the plutonium leak occurred?
Tonight?
Mr. Sinclair, my motto is, there's no time like the present.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy. In a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Dreykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
So it's true.
You don't mind if I get myself something cold to drink, do you?
It was you.
It's just a water. In my little refrigerator over there. Doesn't hold much. The university said it was the biggest one they could afford. Imagine saying that to someone with my IQ.
What were you doing in my room when I was a baby, Doctor?
I have flat or fizzy. I prefer the fizzy. The bubbles are invigorating.
Just answer my question.
You still haven't answered mine.
The truth is, I just found out.
Ah. So something triggered your suppressed memory. Fascinating.
You knew I had a locked memory?
Ironic, isn't it? That we should cross paths twice in a lifetime. First as the baby in the crib. And then a decade later, as the girl who stole the superpowers from me.
I didn't steal them.
You have them. And I don't. What do you call that, Miss Callahan?
Why were you in my room, Doctor? Why did you put a music box in my crib?
My. And you started out being so polite. So courteous. But now your voice is cracking. Your temper rising. As you search for answers. Beg for the truth as to why I would be in your room when you were just an innocent little baby. And what the music box had to do with it all. Well, little Miss Thief, Miss All-Powerful, Miss Trespasser, you will never know. Unless, of course, you choose to violate Power University rules and use your abilities for your own personal gain.
What do you know about
Power University rules? My dear girl, I know everything there is to know about your school. Its history, your faculty, the students, you. Shame on you for not researching more about me. The way I work. The way my mind works. I told them long ago, they shouldn't just teach students about the heroes. No, no. A course on supervillains, or in my case, super madmen, would be one of so much benefit to you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed little scouts.
Why were you in my room?
To paraphrase a little ditty, my lips are sealed.
Summoning the power of...
Ha ha ha! Yes. Use your powers for your own gain. Do it. Do it.
No.
Or you'll never know why I was there.
No.
Power University Laboratory.
All right, this way. Let me turn on the lights.
One moment, please. Lights on.
My, this is an enormous facility.
Oh, it is. And it's several floors deep.
The equipment is state of the art. But where are the people? The scientists?
The scientists? They've all been suspended.
Because of the incident with the plutonium?
That's right.
But I've come to talk to them, to learn more about what occurred.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bittlesback. It wasn't my decision.
Then whose?
Well, I thought you knew. Mr. Barrington.
Mr. Barrington closed down these labs and suspended the personnel? He's trying to hide something. Mr. Sinclair, I need you to do something for me.
What did you have in mind?
Give me access to the building known as Radcliffe Chamber.
Choking me, huh? How badly do you want to know, hmm?
Tell me!
Make me tell you!
Doctor!
Go on! You've tapped into the power of Scion. You've obviously thought this through!
No!
Scion has the power to delve into the deepest part of the mind!
I need to know!
The answers are at your fingertips!
It's against the rules!
Yes, I know it's against the rules. But what are rules when you're the most powerful being in the universe?
Just tell me!
Never!
Please!
Now, who is the most powerful here? Hmm? You, with the ability to summon the power of the universe? Or me, with the power of my mind.
Diary, I was so confused. I could feel my heart racing a mile a minute and my whole body shaking. And that's when I made a decision. A decision that changed everything. I'm going in! Into your mind!
To be continued next season. Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington.
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trigus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?